The working women's movement is calling for Senators John McCain and Barack Obama to support enhanced family leave, the ability to take time off work to attend parent-teacher conferences, and paid sick leave. That issue is on the November ballot in Milwaukee. The city's mayor has voiced concerns that the city could become an island or the only place in the metro area to have such a requirement. Deborah Ness is president of the National Partnership for Women and Families. She says those concerns could be eliminated by taking the sick leave provision nationwide. She'd like the candidates to take a stand on the Healthy Families Act, which is now before Congress.
And it calls for all workers to be guaranteed a minimum number of paid sick days. 7 for full-time workers, and that's prorated for part-time workers.
Many business owners are against mandated sick leave. They're also concerned about what it would cost, but the head of the Working Families Consortium says that's off base. Ellen Bravo says the policies would reduce working mothers' reliance on welfare, and it would cut down on training and turnover costs.
Even $8 an hour workers, the cost per person of turnover is $55.
The Milwaukee Association of Commerce is campaigning against the November ballot issue. No one from the group was available for comment, but a statement on its website says employers should have the flexibility to decide which benefits to offer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.